So she wanted to send all of our names into an ebook and then say it was being taught.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's recording already. We'll talk about it after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They read the third chapter of all the time.
I would say,
okay, I'll keep that in mind. Can I have a sheet?
You don't
yeah, I don't need to know because I know why. Okay. Wait a second, Richard, you can't stand over there and be online. What's with that guy? How's everyone doing there?
I stay a shit.
I see Kenta Cole there. How are things on Newport? How's the weather there?
Pretty good. Oh, I'm a high.
Well,
by the way, I want to mention something to you, if I may.
Please mention something, if you may.
So yesterday, you know, you were talking about the 10 tribes.
Yes.
So I question that idea. I say that the tribe of Shimon was not one of the lost tribes. Shimon was in the Orei Yehuda, in the cities of Yehuda, and they were never lost.
Correct. They were just misplaced.
Right. And the reason is, I've thought about it for a while. The name Shimon is more common than the other tribes except Yosef, Binyamin, and Yehuda.
Asher's going around, I think.
I don't know. There's Asher's, but there's more Shimon's than Reuben's.
That's probably true.
See? So that means that Shimon actually survived. You know, the city of...
At some point, we should probably talk about this idea of the 10 tribes and where are they now. It's a fascinating discussion. If you ever go to the Library of Congress, has an entire section, entire part of the Dewey Decimal System, whatever it is dedicated just to the study of the tribes. Okay, are we ready to start? This is bipolar Shiurim. Some people alive, some people in cyber world. I can't handle this. We're at the Perek Chavav. Yes, we have agreement. People have their sheet.
Chavav or Chavgimel?
Chavav. Well, again, I'm not so good at the Alphabets, but I think we did Chavhei last time.
Well, it says Chavgimel over here.
It says Parsha Chavgim on the end of the first sheet. Source has nothing to do with that.
Okay, I'll turn to the page.
Right. But I'm not sure how this whole thing works here. But I think the top of it should say Chavav. Good. Anyhow. Judy and Alan, they are with us. They're very much with us.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That was an oh, yeah from Alan, our fearless leader.
I was hoping to see him.
Heidi said, well, he is right under me.
Every time I go up there, you have a cow.
Patty's going to be giving class tonight.
Hi, Alan. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Okay, you can come back.
I'm sure when Rav Soloveitchik had gave Shir, he had to go through this also. What can I tell you? All right. So, as we've been saying pretty much every week, poor David is still on the run. David's on the run. Shaul's after him, and he finds himself in Midbar Zif. And it says, "Vayavo hazipim el Shaul hagivasa leimor halo David mistater begivat hachachia al pnei Yishimon." So again, they give David in. They go to Shaul. They try to curry favor with him. And they say, you know, we'll tell you where David is hiding. Come and get him. Shaul's very grateful. Vayakam Shaul vayered al midbar zif. Ve'ito shrosha salafim ish bechurei Yisrael. Levakesh as David b'midbar zif. So he, in fact, goes down there. He has 3,000 of the best soldiers. and he wants to catch David. Vayichan shol b'givat ha-chachira, asher p'nei yishimon, ha-hadorech v'david yoshev v'amidbar, v'yar kiva sha'ur ha-chirov v'amidbar. So he goes and he rests in Givat Chachiro. It says, al p'nei ha-yishimon. P'nei ha-yishimon appears many times in this week's parasha, in the parasha of Chukas Balak. And basically what's relevant to us is Shaul is resting with his 3,000 men, and they will continue to go after David. Now, David, Vayishar David Meragdim Vayedar Kivah Shaul al Nachon. David wasn't just going to be chased. David was actually spying on Shaul. And David knew exactly where Shaul was encamped. Vayakam David Vayavoa HaMakom Asher Chana Sham Shaul. Vayar David Es HaMakom Asher Shachav Sham Shaul. Va'avne Ben Ner Sar Tzvo V'Shaul Shochev V'Ma'ago V'Ha'am Chonim Svivosav. So Shaul was there together with his general Avner Ben Ner. And the way they set up is they lie down in the middle and they are surrounded by the 3,000 soldiers. Why do they set up that way? It would seem to be a great protection to the king. You're going to have to make it through
a lot of people,
probably hundreds of these soldiers until in order to get to Shaul. Vayan David Vayomer Achimelech Achiti Avishai Ben Tzruya Achi Yoav Lemor Mi Eredi Ti Al Shaul Hamachne Vayomer Avishai Mi Eredi Mach. So David turns to some of his men and says, okay, who wants to join me in going down to Shaul? And Avishai says, I will join you. The two of us will go and we will sneak in. Somebody's making noise. Right there. Can't call it. Is that your wife I'm hearing?
I can hear you.
Yeah, good. Well, you're muted. So David says that who wants to cover the Avishai says, okay, the two of us will go. Vayavo David v'Avishai el ha'am laila v'hinei Shaul. Shochev yashen b'ma'agov v'chaniso ma'ucha ba'aret me'rasho sov v'avne v'am shoch v'im sviv osov. So we are constantly hearing that the weapon of choice for Shaul is his spear. So he's lying with his spear stuck in the ground next to him. Right? And right next to his head. And Avner is next to him and everybody surrounds him. Vayomer Avishai David, Sigar alehim hayomes oyivcha biyadecha v'ata akenu no b'chanisu v'ores pamachas vo esh nevo. So Avishai says, here's our opportunity. I will take the sword. I'll drive it right through him and through the ground, and we will no longer have to be on the run from Shaul. Vayomer David al Avishai al tashchisehu ki mi sharach yado b'mashiach anai v'nikah. So don't even think about it. Anybody who starts up with a king that is chosen by God will not have a happy ending.
So why are they going down?
We'll see. So David says, listen, I am not going to kill Shaul. Shaul will have his end some other side. Either God will somehow strike him down, right? Maybe he'll get some disease, or maybe he'll die of old age, or maybe he'll die in war. However, Yud Aleph, Chalil Ali Me Adonai Mishloach Yodi B'Mashiach Adonai Ba'ato Kachnas Achanis Hashem Merash Osov Ves Tzapachas Amay V'Nel Chavolonu. Rather, my plan is not to kill him, but rather we're going to sneak down there, we're going to steal the spear and his Nagelwasser bin, and we're going to take it with us. That is his plan. So, just a little bit of a note here. If you look at the sources, a few points on David's comments here. One is, you'll note in Pasuk Yud that David swears. He says, Chai Hashem, I swear in the name of God. What's he swearing about? Who's he swearing to? So if you look at the first source, it says, Amar Rav Yossi Shloshim Shetakov Yitzhar Malev Nishbaro. There were three people who really wanted to do something wrong, and therefore they swore to stop themselves from doing it. They were Yosef, David, and Boaz. Yosef, meaning what was Yosef? So we went to Yosef, and it was the wife of Potiphar. Boaz also, so when Rus climbs in next to him, what's the case of David? So this is the case of David. David minayin shenemar vayomer David chai Hashem ki im Hashem yigafenu lemi nishba. Who is he swearing to? Rav Yochanan or Shimon ben Lakish. This is a machokis between the two brother-in-laws, between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan omer v'yitzar nishba. He swore to his own yitzar hara. He said, there's no way, I swear, we will not do this man any harm. Reish Lakish Amar Avishai Nishba. Reish Lakish says, no, he turned to Avishai and he says, I swear I'm not going to let you do this. Amarei Chai Hashem Intiga Bo Ani Ma'arev Damcha B'damo. He says, I swear if you mess with Shaul, I will mix your blood with his. If his blood spills, your blood spills as well. So two different ways of reading this. That's one comment on the Pasuk. A second comment on the Pasuk is as follows. David is surprisingly graphic here. David could have just gotten up and said that we're not going to do anything to Shaul. Period. Instead, he gets very graphic. He said about how Shaul is going to die. Maybe he'll get a disease. Maybe God will strike him down. Maybe he'll have a... What was going on with that? So later on, at the end of Shmuel Beis, we will see. There it is, don't tell Avi, Mr. Shmuel Beis. Shmuel, the word goes to Nosson HaNavi to pass along to David as follows. Halach v'dibarte el David, ko amar Adonai, shalosh anochi not alecha, bachar lecha, achas meyem ve'eseh lecha. David does something wrong. And God tells him, you have a choice of one of three punishments. Would you like? What's behind door number one?
God gives Shaul a choice.
God gives David a choice.
About how
David will be punished. What are his choices? Says Vayomer, not Nelson, God. Vayomer, God, El David, Vayagid, Lo, Vayomer, Lo. Hatovo lecha sheva shanim ra'av ba'artzecha. Im shalosh chadashim nisachif neitzarecha v'hu radfucha v'meyosh shloshe yomim dever ba'artzecha ata davu re'ei ma'ashiv shalchi davar. So God says you have three choices. Either you could have 7 years of famine, or you could have 3 months of losing a war to your enemies, or you could have 3 days of disease running rampant.
Just to David or to everyone?
Obviously it's to everyone. But as the king, he's representative. What's going on here? So Rashi comments that actually that relates back to this. Shalosh anochi no talalecha. Achas Meshalosh, you pick one of these things. V'chein, Mishtayim Tischatein Bihayom. Achas Mishtayim. So it's not all three, it's one of three. Then he says, Shalosh Anoti Notal Alecha, Kinega Shoshi Taltal Shol. I'm giving you one of three punishments because of the three punishments you mentioned by Shaul.
Wait a minute. He's being punished for having said these things?
So yeah, he's being punished for something else. But there is an allusion to you shouldn't have said this.
Okay, so what is he being punished for?
So again, we'll get there when we get there.
I don't know yet.
Right, okay. He's going to count the people when he shouldn't.
Ah, okay.
So he says what happened? He said, "Ki im Hashem yigafenu o yama yava vanes open mechama yerevin espe." So he said, you know, maybe there will be disease, maybe there will be war. So too, God turns to him and said, maybe you want some disease. Maybe you want some war. Very interesting. Very interesting. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, we're going to discuss this on a Sunday soon. But we'll just give a little bit of a spoiler in philosophy, correct? The Or HaChaim says that David is making an argument here. The argument is, if God kills somebody, then they're supposed to die. If man kills somebody, that doesn't prove that they were supposed to die. If I would go and kill Shaul, or if I would allow you to kill Shaul now, it would be wrong. And you can't argue the fact that God allows us to kill him makes it right.
Makes it free will.
So that's what the Or HaChaim says. So in fact, he says that you see that the free will of man overrides the will of God.
I didn't get that.
If the will of God is that a person should live, but my will is that you should die.
I see.
Right, so that's that. So this is one of the sources when the fact that David says, "Don't go killing him," because that wouldn't prove anything. So again, that's a very important lesson you learn from the words of David here, and which we will discuss more again, right, in philosophy as we're discussing free will. We just make note that this is relevant to that. Yud Beis. Vayikach David as a chanis ves a tzapachas amayim erash asei Shaul, vayechu lehem ve'ein roeh ve'ein yodeyeh ve'ein nekitz ki kulam yishenim ki tardei mas Adonai nafot. They walk in past these thousands of people, right? They make off with the sword, with the spear and the base, then the basin of water, because these people, the sleep of God is upon them. The rabbi has been speaking way too long. A certain Rosh Yeshiva NYU once turned to me in the middle of a class and said to me, if I wake up and this guy is still speaking, he has spoken too long. Mm-hmm. This is the same person who one time in the middle of a speech, I fell asleep and the class ended and everybody left and I was still going strong. And he put his arm around me and said, that's a true Talmud, a true student. Mm-hmm. So, what?
two possible people.
Rabbi Schoenfeld, who was the rabbi of the shul that I grew up in, used to make the following comment. He said, if I'm speaking and people start looking at their watches, it doesn't bother me. It's when they pull out the calendars that I realize I've gone too long. Yud Gimel, Vayavor David Ha'ever Vayamod Al Rosh Ha'har Me'rachok Rav HaMakom Beneim. So with this, David goes back, he goes way off. Again, they're in a valley, he goes off to a cliff far away. So they can't grab him at this point. Vayikra David Al Ha'am Vel Avner Bener Reimor Ha'los Aner Avner Vayan Avner Vayomer Mi'a Tokaras El Ha'melech. So David yells out, hey Avner! Avner says, well, who's that calling? What?
I think it's a little too far for him to hear him in a megaphone.
He had a strong voice. He called him on a cell phone. Vayomer David al Avner, hello, Ishata, Micha Mocha Yisrael, Barama Roshamarta, Adonecha, Hamelech, Kiva, Achad Ha'amra, Hashkisas, Hamelech, Adonecha. Yo, aren't you supposed to be protecting your king? Anybody can just wander in? He could have been killed. You guys are not doing a very good job. And as proof, tell me. Remember he went to sleep, there was a water basin and a spear next to him? Tell me where they might be. Vayakir Shaul es kol David vayomer. Hakol says, "Kolcha ze beni David, vayomer David, koli Adoni Amelach." And Shaul said, "Is that you, David, my son?" He said, "Yep, that's me again." And David says as follows, "Shaul, why do we keep on doing this?" Why do you keep on running after me? What did I ever do? He said, "Here, what have I done? What are people telling you that you're telling me I should run off and start worshiping idols?" Said, "What are you doing? You're running after a flea." Vayomer Shaul, "Chatasi shuv b'ni David, tiro eira l'chod. Tachshe yokra nafshi b'necha, yom hinei hinei, b'yom hazeh hinei hiskalti v'eshkev har b'mod." He said, "Oh, David, I'm so sorry. I see what you did for me today. Where have I heard this before? I promise I won't run after you anymore." Let's catch up on some of the sources here. Some interesting ones. We start with the Medrash, number 5 on the sheet. I should scroll this. Here we go. Multitasking.
Excellent.
Thank you. Kevin Shahalach or Shaw Amro Gurosa Vichidish Yoshro Harakha Bamar Haya Tzadik. So the Medrash says, that, wait a second. Remember, we went through this whole story before. He had to go to the bathroom. He was in the cave. David went, showed him, he ripped off a corner of his clothing. Why wasn't that enough? So the Medrash explains that his people said to him, "You believe that? He knows that if he would have touched you, we would have come charging into that cave and killed him right away. He beat Vinisara. He got scared." So David has another opportunity here. Same story is happening over again. Hainu shochev, hainu yoshin. Hashem put them in the deepest of sleep. They were under general anesthesia here. So Avishai said, "This is our opportunity." David says, "Avishai, don't you even think about that." He turned to Avishai and says, "I swear you better not kill him, and I swear if you do kill him, I'll kill you." He swear to his Yetzer Hara. He said, "You think I'm going to do this? There's no way." He said, "What are you going to say now? What's your excuse now? I could have killed him. There's nothing you would have done to me. I would have killed him. I'd be right back here and you wouldn't have known a thing." You said, "Yeah, the reason he didn't touch you in the cave is because he would have been killed." Now what do you say? Come on, Avner, answer me. And now they had nothing to answer. But he also, on the other hand, did not say, "David, you were right." He just said nothing. Said, "Avner, you shouldn't have just been quiet. You should have said you're right." Or He said, is it justice that you're trying to kill me? Did you try me in a court of law that I am deserving of the death penalty? So David says, you made an excuse the first time. What are you going to make an excuse now? Very interesting. He turns around and he says, Shaul, what are you doing? You're making me worship idols. What? That's a weird one. So the Gemara in Ksubos says, Chaim b'David u'omer, ki gershuni hayom istapeach b'nachas Hashem re'morcha avod Elohim achirim. Close to this passage, he says, go and worship other gods. V'chi amar lo l'David, lech avor Elohim achirim. Who said to David, go worship idols? Rather, you see that what did he do? He chased him out of Israel. He made him live with the Philistines. He said that if you make someone who leaves Israel, it's as if they were worshiping foreign gods. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi has two interesting comments, not related. The first one is Yerach Mincha, where he says Yekabo Barach Yilasi LaHashiv Chamascha Mimeni. David actually prayed that Shaul should get over this.
Get over having an argument.
What?
Get over having the intention of having an argument.
Correct. But he's saying, get over that Shaul's chasing after him. So I don't want to kill the guy. What do you want from me? I don't want to say, I know this isn't going to have a happy ending, and it's probably not going to have a happy ending for him. Still, I pray that he just gets over it. The second Rashi, though, is more related to what we're talking about. Rashi says, whoever goes and lives in Chutz Laretz in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, says if they were Oved Avodah Zarah. Now, that's important because it affects us. Right now, we're sitting outside of Eretz Yisrael.
There's no
Beis HaMikdash. There's a problem with this Rashi. There's two problems. Problem number one is you look at the original source. The original source does not have that. And secondly, Jenny, there was no Beis HaMikdash at that time. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman Orbach in number 8 says, Masha'ir midivrei Rashi b'Shmuel hayotzei tzachuzot bizman habayis ki lovei l'goz avoz gulilim. Uberashi Ksubas less of his mana bias. Choshvani Shaosavi me emas hatsenzora. He says that it was added by the censor. That in fact the censors did not want to have, the non-Jewish censor did not want there to be a thing that you must live in Israel. So the censor added it, and therefore he said, unfortunately, you can't rely on that.
Since it added
to
Rashi?
It added two words to Rashi.
Two words.
Bizman habayis.
Got it.
Those are the key. So.
So we can't trust this Rashi.
You can't trust those two words, according to this. Those are very important words. Chav Beis. Let's finish up the perek. Vayan David vayomer hinei chanis hamelech vayavor echa me'anurim v'yikachel. He said, of course, here is the spear of the king. Send someone up to get it for him. And God should reward me for the fact that I was able to overcome this and I did not touch Shaul. V'hine kasher gobro nafshecha hayom hazeh be'enai, kein tigdal nafshi be'enai Adonai v'yatzreinu mikol tzarah. And just like I treated you like such a great man, that even though you're running after me, I wouldn't do you any harm, so too, he says that God should treat me well for what I have done. Vayomer Shaul el David, Baruch ata b'ni David, gam asot haseh v'gam yachol tuchal v'yeh David l'darko v'shal shalom kamam. And Shaul again blesses him and says, you're so blessed for what you have done. And with that, Shaul heads on his way, and David heads in his direction.
But it doesn't say
come home, son.
No, David's no fool. But we're getting to the end. We're getting to the end. So with that, Joel and David meet again, but they're not going to meet much more.
So in other words, he can't get over his jealousy?
He, if I had to guess, he had psychological issues. This isn't normal.
I didn't know that.
Right, he's schizophrenic, whatever it might be, but unfortunately.
Chronic depression. Paranoia.
Correct. All right, and we will continue.
Thank you.
Rabbi, thank you for doing this.
Our pleasure. Good to see everybody. All right, Shlomo, how do I turn this off? Stop share. Oh, there it is. Leave.